10 inmates escaped a New Orleans jail. They went right out through the toilet. They dug a hole through the back and broke out.
Yeah. You know, prisoners, they can be very innovative, Anna. You know, when you're desperate and you want to get out, you'll always spend time thinking about it.
Five of them have been recovered. Five are still on the lam. And two women have been arrested for helping the fugitives that work in the jail escape.
The question is, how often does this happen and how easy is it? My father-in-law is on the phone. He's a retired captain from Connecticut Corrections Department. 30 years he did. Thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Is it realistic to escape the back of a toilet? Is that something that happens often?
I don't know if it happens often, but it is realistic.
Is the layout in different buildings, because, Dad, you worked both county and you worked, like, prison system, too, right? So is the setup different, or is it really about when these places were made?
Well, it's a little of both. It's design and when they were made. Most prisons are designed differently than the county jails, but when they were made, they weren't as focused as much on, you know, the little nuances.
Right. They figured they put up a fence outside, right? Mm-hmm. They had some towers, guys with guns all around, and they figure, like, nobody's going to try and get out of here. But obviously, you know, prisoners are super resourceful.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
So, okay, so what are the other ways to escape? Easy ways to escape?
Oh, there are so many. The list could go on and on and on. The most vulnerable time is during transport, because you don't know if they sent word to the outside to any of their friends or accomplices to create a diversion or help them escape. We've had people that were out in rec yards, internal rec yards, that were assisted in scaling the wall, climbed on two other people, got on the roof and ran and jumped off the roof and just kept running. They're very intuitive, and they have all day to think of ways to beat the system.
Well, I mean, I think that's the real thing, Anna, right? Is you visualize how it is I could do this. If you're in laundry, you might have access to uniforms. If you're in shipping or receiving or whatever, you might have access to different carts that are being wheeled in. I mean, there's cracks all over the place.
Have you ever had to stop somebody from trying to escape?
We foiled a couple of them before they took place. One of them was during transport. The inmate was trying to kick out the back window of the transport. And what the officer did is he pulled up right next to the guardrail that could block the door from opening. And he was able to keep that there until he had backup arrived.
Tim Woodcock is a retired captain from the Department of Corrections.
Dad, here's an interesting one. Have you or anybody that was working in your department, in your squad, ever been offered, like, a trade or
cahoots.
A bribe or
have
whatever?
Have you been in cahoots?
Right, to get involved.
I have never been involved in that.
Right, I wouldn't ask the guy in charge personally if it was me, right? But like, somebody else, somebody comes and runs to you and goes, boss, boss.
I'm sure there were over time. I wasn't in the units that did most of those investigations to determine, you know, who was involved or what the actual details were. And usually they don't make it public until they have to, that somebody internally assisted. So yeah. It just doesn't look good for the agency.
Okay, so in the case of this jailbreak in New Orleans, these inmates are gone. What's the first thing you do when you realize an inmate has escaped?
The first thing you do is lock down the entire facility. You conduct what's called another emergency count to make sure, you know, if there's only one missing, if there's two, or in this case, there were 10 missing. And you set up perimeter around the facility, and we used to have search grids. So there'd be designated amount of teams, depending on your location, where you'd go out and you'd have quadrants that you searched, along with the local PD or the state PD, see if you can apprehend the inmates or find the inmates on the outside.
Quick perimeter, and then you call in Tommy Lee Jones.
What do you? So now these inmates that have been gone now for days, do you think they're just free? We just forget about them?
No, they're constantly analyzing the intelligence they're getting and the information they're receiving. They're going to be searching nonstop for these individuals. These guys are not just your average criminal. They're heavy duty guys.
Yeah,
so they're
get
not stop looking for them.
Tim Woodcock, Department of Corrections, retired captain. Thanks for your time.